Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Reprogramming. Hello guys, this is Nicolette back with another episode, and on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about reprogramming the mind. And first and foremost, I would like to start by just giving you guys a brief definition that I have come up with for reprogramming the mind, which is to consciously work to unlearn the things that you have been taught that you no longer are in alignment with, okay? And this episode is really important because the next few episodes, I'm going to be talking about shadow work and digging deeper in that regard. And quite frankly, my whole podcast is all about different aspects of shadow work, but I want to focus more in detail about what I mean. And so before you can really do shadow work, you have to learn how to reprogram your mind, because you'll learn, if you haven't already, that it's something you will find yourself having to do way more often than you probably would initially have expected. Okay, so reprogramming the mind. And another thing that I would like to invite you guys to do is to imagine that your mind is a computer or an iPhone or any kind of smartphone, right? And your consciousness, right, is your operating system. So think about your iPhone, for example, or your smartphone. I'm being biased. Do you really think that your smartphone would send a message if it wasn't programmed to? And so then you have to think about a lot of different scenarios, you know, and I can list quite a bit, but typically I tell a bunch of little stories here and there for different points. But today I want to focus on one scenario because I really want you guys to understand how reprogramming the mind works and why it's so important. Okay. So as usual, I have 5 points that I've put together for you guys that have helped me to rework and reprogram my mind. And I just hope that it'll be helpful to somebody. So for point number one, I have that you must identify the limiting belief. So the reason why reprogramming the mind is important, because we tend to carry a lot of self-limiting beliefs. And up until you identify those, you're going to continue to live your life in the way that you probably have since you were 5 years old. But it could be drastically preventing you from living the life that you want to lead. So with that, I wanted to highlight my relationship with money and how it's changed drastically. And for my self-limiting belief in regards to money, it was that I had this poverty-stricken mentality. Like, I really believed that I would always be broke. And so I was, you know, and it's, you know, pretty messed up how these different things affect us. Like, I remember growing up and my stepdad at the time, he would steal money out of my piggy bank, or he'll maybe ask to borrow money and then tell us he'll give it back and never give it back, you know? So at a very young age, in my own bank account, you know what I'm saying? In my own pocket, I experienced what it felt like to always be in lack of money. And there's other, you know, correlations that I have in regards to that, but I'm just going off of my own personal experience as a child. So it's not ironic that growing up, when I started making money, I just always felt broke, you know, and I just felt like I would always be broke. And it's like, I had this other thought in my mind always that I would be rich and I would, you know, have a business and all of these grand things, but on the lower level, right? Because that was more of a subconscious thought. But in terms of how I was thinking on an everyday basis, I believed that I'm just always broke. Like, that was just a present state of being. And so that ties into number two, which is identifying the associated fears. And for me, the fears were all over the spectrum. I mean, sometimes I would just be thinking, okay, what major expense is about to come up? Am I going to have to fix something on my car? Am I going to have to pay a bill? Or worse, there would be automatic bills that I had set up on my account that I just couldn't keep a hold of. And so I'm fearing that the money would come out of my account before I would be able to put more money in. And it's just all of these ruminating thoughts that are creating this reality of me being broke. I'm still there, right? And my fears are also pushing me there. And in my mind, I was manifesting this state of brokenness, truly. For number three, my point is to change your course of action. Now, this point and the next point, you know, it just depends on how your mind works and what works best for you. But for me, changing the course of action was next because I had to be a step ahead of these fears that I began to notice. So, for example, I'm thinking, okay, I know that this electric bill is automatically going to come out of my account. I know how much it is. I've gotten an email. I've gotten notice in the mail. How can I be proactive so that I don't have to worry about this late fee that is going to hit my account, or this overdraft fee rather, that's going to hit my account if I don't, you know? So I began to change my course of action. So I would maybe put money in the bank a day or two prior. Even before that, I would begin to cancel different subscriptions that I no longer needed. Like Ipsy was one that I had, which is a service that provides monthly makeup packages. And I loved it because I would get an eyeliner or a mascara and it would always be right on time. You know, they didn't give you the same thing every month. They made sure that they switched it out. So it was nice because I didn't have to go to the store to get makeup. But then also it's like, but I don't really need makeup, you know? So like, there were just these different things that I noticed about myself that I was beginning to change because I didn't want to be in a state of brokenness, because that's where it starts off at, right? Number one is identifying the self-limiting beliefs. So I'm changing the course of action. And then for number four, I began to be more grateful and speaking those positive affirmations into my mind. You know, I have everything that I need. I am grateful for the phone that I have, you know, or I am grateful for the clothes that I have, the shoes. Like, there was a point where I would be scared about being broke, but yet it's a new season. I got to go get a new outfit, or there's a party coming up. I got to get a new outfit for that, or I got to get new shoes for that, or I got to get my nails done. You know, just these different things that we tell ourselves that we have to do, that we only feel we have to do because this is what we've been programmed to believe. You know, this is, it all goes back and it all comes full circle. So, being grateful, those daily affirmations, whatever it is that you need to tell yourself. But the fact is, whenever you unlearn something, you have to relearn something. You have to fill that void, if you will, that space in your mind that had something negative with something positive or something that you want for yourself, whatever that looks like. So as I began to tell myself that I was abundant, and or that I am abundant, I should say, because I say that all the time and I feel strongly about it, because to me, if I have everything I need, I'm always abundant. If I don't have what I need, I guarantee you, I'm gonna be able to bring it into my existence in the way that it needs to show up. And that's my mindset. I understand that in some people's minds, that could be very idealistic. That's my truth, though. That's what I live by. And yeah, we just have to focus on telling ourselves the opposite of those things that have set us back, whatever that sounds like or whatever that means to you. All right, you guys. And so then for number five, the fifth point is setting goals. After you've identified what the limiting belief is, after you begin to recognize or feel those associated fears that are coming up for the situation, and then you're changing your course of action and you're changing what you're putting into your mind with affirmations or just simple gratitude, you can begin setting goals for yourself. As I started, this particular situation is all about gaining financial stability. And I am still aiming for better financial stability. But when you start to set goals, that's really when you can see the results of the work you've done to reprogram your mind. So at a point of time, I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend only $50 this week, or I'm going to save $50 this week, you know, whatever. I began to set goals for myself, and then I was seeing the results, you know, and obviously when you see those results, you can't deny it. That's the concrete evidence that we need, that our egos need, in order to get out of the way so it doesn't feel like it needs to protect us from anything, you know, because our egos can definitely be our worst enemy, even though it's only just trying to help. That's all it's trying to do. But when we're setting those goals, we get to prove to ourselves that that limiting belief that we began with no longer exists. Now, because our consciousness, our operating system, would be more like a refurbished device, you might have to worry about triggers, right? You might have to worry about different things reminding you of those limiting beliefs. The key, though, is to learn how to come back to yourself. Because the true self is the self that you are working to recreate. The true self is from within you. Nothing that you've learned, nothing that anyone has told you or drilled in your head. It's all you. We create our own reality. All right, guys. I hope that this has been a helpful episode today. As I said, I'm going to be going into a series, which is going to be centered around shadow work. Next week's episode, I'm going to have my friend go into some detail about some shadow work that she's been doing, and we'll both be sharing. But from there, stay tuned. And as always, I am spreading unconditional love wherever you are.